Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. This is what I believe. There has to be something that you believe in, something that you know deep down that it is true, that it exists, that it is correct. To believe in something or someone is to have faith in that person or have faith in that thing. For many of us, we live by what we believe, which means that this thing that you believe in, it is rock solid. Today, let us think about some things that are very important. And as I share those things, I really am inviting you to think about what you believe in, because here's the thing. In this conversation, I'm inviting you to cut through the chase and think about some important things that not only affect your life here and now, but those things that will determine your life in the hereafter. This is not a pitch for religion. This is just me sharing what I believe, and what I believe affects your eternal destiny. So here we go. I believe in creation. I wasn't there. I don't know anybody who was there, but I believe that God is the one that is responsible for life as we know it. Here's my thing. These things did not come about by happenstance. They did not just appear one day. If that were so, where did they come from and what happened to make them appear? And if that were so, what has stopped the process? Why are new things not appearing still? I'm just saying. Well, let me back up a bit. Because if I believe in creation, then I have to make it clear that I believe in the God of creation. In other words, there is someone bigger than me who is responsible for what we now have, the sun and the stars and this planet we live on and everything that consists the universe. I cannot explain it, but I believe that God did something inexplicable, something miraculous, something amazing, and this world appeared. So when you think about it, the first chapter of the book we call the Bible is excitingly dramatic and true. It is mysterious, but there has never been any credible challenge to what we read about the creation story. That this great being called God has so much power that he spoke. He spoke, my friends, and things appeared. I believe every word that is written there. I am so confident that God was intentional in the order of creation, because the plan was to build out earth with light, water, dry land, sun, stars, moon, vegetation, birds, fish, animals, and all of those things for one special reason. God has a sense of order. When he was done making all these things, you would have thought he would sit back and celebrate what he had done. But no, sir, he had one last surprise, and this time he did not use the famous phrase, "let there be." Rather, God was so clever and creative that on this last project, he spoke his intention, "let us make man." And guess what? He did. God created humans to control and manage and make use of all that was created previously to man's appearance. That is what I believe. Fast forward, and let us talk about something very important. I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus. I mean, only God could have come up with something like that. I don't know how far back you want me to go, but let me pick a point to start. There was a problem on earth, more specifically, a human problem. God had created everything perfect. Here we go again talking about God, but hear me out for a moment. One day, this perfect world with two perfect people, they did something wrong, and an act that carried serious consequences, not just for them, but that has been passed on to every person, that thing happened. For the sake of our talk, let us call it sin. Yes, I believe sin exists. This thing called sin appeared to be good. Ask the first lady of Eden, Eve. It is right there in the Bible. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis 3 verse 6. That was big trouble. And since then, human beings have been locked in a life of sin. The problem with sin is that it leads to death, permanent separation from God. Romans 6 and verse 23. So God had a plan. And at a God-appointed time, the plan was released. God sent his son from heaven to earth. This is where the virgin birth comes in. By causing the virgin birth, it meant that Jesus would not have been born by natural causes. It did not take a man and a woman to produce Jesus. If that had happened, Jesus would be a sinner like you and me and everyone else. So God did the Immaculate Conception thing, and then there was the virgin birth. I know you might think it is nonsense and unscientific, but that is what I believe. Earlier, I was listening to a song that said, "I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary." Mount Calvary is a physical place in Palestine, but the Jesus of the virgin birth was crucified on a cross on Mount Calvary to bring redemption to the human race, to open the way for each of us to get back in relation with God. Now, I would hope that you believe what I believe, because this piece is critical. Jesus died to give us eternal life, and if you do not believe that, if you don't accept this gift of eternal life, then sadly, I believe that after you die, you are going to spend eternity, which is forever, in torment and excruciating and unending pain. In other words, if you believe in a hill called Mount Calvary, then you will believe that Jesus died for you to set you free from sin and from a future in that place called hell that you don't want to end up in. If you believe all of that, then there is one thing I believe that you need to do. If you declare with your mouth, "Jesus is Lord," and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. That, my friend, is what I believe. And for your sake, I hope you do so too.